Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1840. How to determine how many calories to eat per day to see results, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And sometimes with a bit of my commentary at the beginning. Today just so happens to be my mom's birthday, so I wanted to take a moment to wish her a very happy birthday. Love you, Mom. And since today also happens to be the first day of our fall semester where I teach, I have to go teach this evening, so I better keep this intro nice and short and get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Determine How Many Calories to Eat Per Day to See Results, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. If you want to figure out how many calories you need to eat per day, there are many formulas and calculators that take into account your sex, age, current weight, activity level, and goals, and will spit out a calorie count. But keep in mind these formulas, no matter what method or calculator, are all estimates. No one knows precisely how many calories you need, but you can experiment on yourself to figure it out. In this blog, I'll show you how to do that. Lose weight in a calorie deficit. If you want to lose weight, then the first step is to create a calorie deficit. That means you consume fewer calories than you burn. You can do this by cutting 300 to 500 calories a day, or adding exercise or movement, like taking the stairs and walking the long way, in combination with an often overlooked but extremely effective long-term solution, building muscle with strength training. The more muscle you carry, the more calories you burn at rest, meaning you have a higher metabolism. Strength training while you lose weight makes it more likely that the weight you lose is fat, not muscle. Be sure not to reduce calories too drastically, or your body can adapt to a lower calorie intake, and as such, you lose muscle, so that eventually, you won't be able to eat more without gaining weight. Consuming about 300 to 500 calories under maintenance calories for a measured period is a good start for most healthy people. How to determine how many calories to eat? Estimate calories with a calculator. Calculators can give you a starting point, and then you can adjust up or down based on your results. If you enter in an online calorie estimator that you want to lose 50 pounds in 1 month, which would be unrealistic and unhealthy, the calculator may tell you to eat 500 calories a day, which is also unrealistic and potentially harmful. The calculator doesn't have a common sense detector. That's your job. Estimate calories with a formula. You can do annoying math with the Harris-Benedict equation if you're into that sort of thing. No thanks. Not only is it reminiscent of middle school math class, not a high point in my life, it's not all that accurate. The equation assumes that two people of the same weight, height, and age have similar metabolic rates, and we know that if a person carries more muscle, they have a higher metabolism. Other factors are at play that can't be determined by a formula. You may want to work out the numbers as a starting point, but keep in mind, you'll have to adjust and learn as you go. Estimate calories with an easier formula. If we're estimating anyway, why not go with a more straightforward method? The simplest way, if you want a starting calorie number, is to use a calorie estimator like the one I'll soon mention. Again, nothing is going to give you an exact number, but if you want to get an idea of a starting point, this works as an uncomplicated alternative. Multiply your body weight in pounds by your activity level. So, if you perform light exercise, which is defined as 30 minutes of activity, 3 times per week or less, multiply your body weight in pounds by 10, 11, or 12. If you're moderately active, which is defined as 30 minutes to an hour of activity 5 times a week, multiply your body weight in pounds by 12, 13, or 14. If you're very active, defined as 1 hour of activity 6 to 7 times a week, or if you have an active job, multiply your body weight in pounds by 14, 15, or 16. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds and fall into the light exercise category, you will estimate starting calories around 1,500 to 1,800 to potentially create a calorie deficit. You won't know how many calories your body needs until you start experimenting, but figuring it out is the fun part. What, just me? Track your weekly calories and make outcome-based decisions. Outcome-based decision-making means you don't rely on calculators, blog posts, even coaches to tell you what your body needs. You experiment with what you eat and make changes based on your outcome. You can determine your calorie maintenance number by eating and exercising as usual for a week. Don't try to eat better than usual, go on a diet, or reduce anything at first. Track, measure, and weigh everything you eat for a week. Don't forget the creamer in your coffee, that 3 p.m. soda, the bites from your kid's plate, and the chocolate from your coworker's desk. It all adds up. The reason I ask you to measure and weigh at first is that a heaping spoon of peanut butter has a lot more calories than a measured tablespoon. A tall glass of milk to the brim has more calories than the 8-ounce serving size on the nutrition label, and a serving of cereal, as indicated on the side of the box, is likely a lot less than if you poured without measuring. We as humans often underestimate the calories we eat and overestimate how many calories we're burning during exercise. While tracking calories is not an exact science either, we can use tracking calories as a tool to give us a better idea of what we're consuming. I honestly do not prefer to track my food. I get great results by eating more intuitively and using the hand portion method, but I do occasionally track to make sure what I'm estimating lines up with what I'm consuming, because it's easy to get off track. Make calorie adjustments as needed. Generally speaking, if your weight stays the same from 1 week to the next, that means you are in calorie maintenance. If you lose weight, you're in a calorie deficit. And if you gain weight, you're in a calorie surplus. Of course, there are often other factors at play, including hormones, medications, stress, and medical issues, but I'm speaking as a starting point for most healthy people in the general population, but everyone is different. Once you determine your maintenance calorie number, either slightly reduce calories or add exercise, or a combination of both for best results, but again, extreme measures on either count will likely backfire. Here's a simplified way to determine what to do next. If you don't lose weight, slightly reduce calories or be more consistent. If you gain weight, slightly reduce calories or be more consistent. If you lose weight too quickly, slightly increase calories or be more consistent to avoid muscle loss. The bottom line is that no one can tell you the amount of food you should consume. Experiment with the types and amounts of foods you eat. Take note of how what you eat makes you feel, look, and perform, and adjust as needed until you feel your best. It's the only way to individualize your nutrition path. You just listened to the post titled, How to Determine How Many Calories to Eat Per Day to See Results by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Keeping track of the foods you eat is one of the most helpful tools when it comes to body weight management. Whether you're trying to gain, lose, or maintain your weight, keeping track of everything you consume is one of the best ways to make sure you're staying on track. Say you were going to see a registered dietitian nutritionist for help with weight management. One of the first things they will likely have you do is keep a food journal. Then, during your follow-up visits, they'll ask you to show them your journal and talk about where things went well and where they went not so well. They may even have you journal your physical activity too, like how many steps you took, how long you spent on the treadmill, what types of resistance training you did, and for how long, and so on. I know it sounds really tedious, and even today's author, Leah, mentioned she doesn't like doing this, but tracking these things, especially in the beginning, is one of the most powerful tools at our disposal when it comes to our health. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week. Again, wishing my mom a very happy birthday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.